You can hear the roar of the tea break in the background. I'm at the Said Business School at the University of Oxford, and I'm at the 9th Silicon Valley Comes to Oxford session. And the hashtag on Twitter is #SVCO. I've just been to a really interesting session. It was all about 10 commandments for entrepreneurs, and the two people giving the masterclass were Saul Klein, who's a partner in Index Ventures, but actually was on the original executive team at Skype. And he's on the boards of things like Glasses Direct, Moo, Love Film, those kind of businesses. And also Alan Morgan, who's a partner at the Mayfield Fund. And he was a Silicon Valley lawyer, including Latham & Watkins and Wilson, Sassini, Goodrich and Rossetti, which those of you who recognise those names is one of the key Valley law firms involved in M&A, IPOs, that kind of thing. So we had a kind of company view and an investor view. Really interesting. And I'm going to draw out a couple of lessons. I think one thing that really stood out was some very good advice from Alan Morgan about how to pitch, which was his commandment 5, thou shalt know how to pitch. It's about knowing thy VC, be on time, tease them with information, not overwhelm them, know who your audience is, create the aha moment early, and explain your new idea by analogies to an old one, which is a bit of the sort of snakes on a plane type description of movies, for example. Now, the other thing he said is, thou shalt not violate the baker's dozen rule, which is less than 13 slides. And he said, especially when you have more than one VC in the meeting, you should control the meeting and be smart. And it's really good. The other good advice he gave was, if you don't, you know what you don't know, and admit it. So don't try and bluff the VC. And actually, the pitching thing is good, because when you watch technologists pitch, they rarely follow those rules. And if they did, I think pitches would be better. Saul Klein was very interesting. He said he'd recently moved over to the dark side, meaning he's gone from being a sort of runner of companies to being a venture capitalist. And he said he sees it as being about opportunities, others, and ownership. And the opportunity is, how big is the market opportunity? He described Skype as about hollowing out a $1 trillion market. And he sees it as being a lot about value redistribution in a market. In other words, the end state market might actually be smaller if you're doing a cost-saving thing, but your share of it is bigger. Right, well, those are the high spots. I will try and do some more in a bit. Very, very interesting and terrific stuff.